This is Tom Rowe with the WGXC radio news about radio waves for Saturday, December 20th, 2014. Go to newsroom.wgxc.org for more information about anything you hear here, including links to all the local publications, Twitter feeds, blogs, newspapers, magazines, and more at newsroom.wgxc.org. Brendan J. Lyons reports in the Albany Times-Union that the State Committee on Open Government cited, quote, a corrosive lack of transparency, unquote, for a unanimous vote this week urging the governor and legislature to repeal a 1976 statute preventing public access to the personnel records of police and correction officers. The 11-member Committee on Open Government, including appointees of the governor and Assembly Speaker Sheldon Silver, complained that the system has evolved to, quote, allow police departments to withhold from the public virtually any record that contains any information that could conceivably be used to evaluate the performance of a police officer, unquote, the committee's report states. The panel's report also says that New York courts have expanded the meaning of the statute's Section 50A of the Civil Rights Law to now include former police officers, even though the law limits the shielded material to, quote, personnel records used to evaluate performance toward continued employment or promotion, unquote. Read the full story in the Albany Times-Union. Congressman Chris Gibson, Republican from Kinderhook, issued the following statement on the recent hacking attacks on Sony Pictures. Quote, these attacks, which appear to have been carried out by agents of the North Korean regime, cannot be tolerated, unquote, said Congressman Gibson. Hackers have not only damaged the American film industry and intimidated their employees. More broadly, they have threatened our First Amendment freedoms because they disagree with the content of a movie. We must stand up to these cowardly acts. I have spent a lifetime protecting this cherished way of life and will advocate to hold the perpetrators accountable for their actions, unquote. Gibson is back from Washington, D.C., and will be in Athens at 2 p.m. Saturday, December 20th at the Athens Firehouse on 3rd Street to honor Eagle Scout Trevor Baldwin of Boy Scout Troop 45, and Sunday, December 21st at 4 p.m. at the Kinderhook Celebration of Lessons and Carols at the Kinderhook Reformed Church. Catskills' Anne Forbes Cooper hosted her final Between the Lines show on WGXC December 18th. She interviewed Elaine Fernandez, a community activist and founder of a new Hudson Valley playwrights group based in Rhinecliff. After 4 years on the air, Forbes Cooper says she may be back later with more radio after a while. Tune in WGXC Christmas Eve afternoon and evening for hourly reports tracking Santa's journey around the globe from NORAD Radio Reports. Saturday, the National Weather Service in Albany predicts a partly sunny day with a high near 33, mostly cloudy Saturday night with a low around 18. Sunday, partly sunny with a high near 35 and a low around 21. Monday, there's a 20% chance of showers after 1 p.m., otherwise mostly cloudy with a high near 36. This is Tom Rowe. You're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM, Accra.